This is NITV Radio News. I'm Bethan Smolenik. In this bulletin, the Coalition takes a step towards giving Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders a voice at all levels of government. Indigenous Australians continue to celebrate the closing of the Uluru climb. And in tennis, Ashleigh Barty is out of the WTA finals. The Minister for All Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, has announced a senior advisory group to drive discussion on giving Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders a voice at all levels of government. It comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison rejected calls for an Indigenous voice to be enshrined in the Constitution, which was central to the Uluru Statement from the Heart. Indigenous leaders Professor Tom Calmer and Marcia Langton will co-chair the advisory group, which will consult with regional and national groups on ways to improve local and regional decision-making, as well as a national voice to governments. The Central Land Council has criticised the move as nothing more than symbolism, but Mr Wyatt has told the ABC that's not the case.
I would say to all leaders and to all Aboriginal organisations, have a look in your backyard, have a look at how we need to walk together with Tom and Marcia to develop a design that will have those voices heard and for governments to be responsive to what communities raise.
The risk of stroke for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is almost double that of non-Indigenous Australians. That's according to a new Australia Under Pressure, Australia's biggest blood pressure check report from the Stroke Foundation and SISU Group. It found 41% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people identified as having a stroke risk, well above the national average of 21%. Stroke Foundation spokesperson Professor David Thomas says the government needs to do more to help Indigenous communities take control of their health and prevent stroke. Indigenous Australians across the country are continuing to celebrate the banning of the Uluru climb. The climb was formally closed on Saturday, the 26th of October, with the traditional owners, the Ananu people, marking the occasion with a celebration. Aboriginal Association Executive Officer and Indigenous Elder for the Mornington Peninsula, Willem Warrian, says it's a win for land rights and for the traditional owners.
For the Ananu, their connection, their deep, deep spiritual connection with that rock, Uluru, and from my perspective as an Aboriginal person, that's far, far more significant. Their ancient, ancient connections to that deeply spiritual place. And I think all Australians should really respect what the traditional owners wish. They're happy for people to walk around the rock, and that's an extraordinary experience in its own right.
It comes as Prime Minister Scott Morrison defends his absence from the climb's closing ceremony.
My schedule didn't, frankly, permit me to be able there. I can't be in two places at once. I was in Western Australia on the weekend and was travelling back with my family from Western Australia. I was there for the Western Australian Telethon. You know, as a Prime Minister, you like to be in as many places as you can be, but you can't always be.
A Murawari Budgety man has delivered an emotional message to the federal government condemning their management of the Murray-Darling River. It comes as both farmers and Aboriginal leaders take aim at the Federal Minister for Water Resources and Drought, David Littleproud. Aboriginal man and activist Bruce Shillingsworth used Monday's Q&A to tell the Minister of the hardships Indigenous communities on the rivers of Walgett, Brewarrina, Burke, Wilcannia and Menindee are experiencing. He says the government's corrupt selling of water for profits is killing Aboriginal people and forcing them to abandon their traditional land.
This is the second wave of genocide that's happening in my community. So I'm going to speak on my community and I'm going to raise a voice for those that have been voiceless over the last 230 years. That's what frustrates me, and that's what's frustrating our community. Why are our people are dying young? Why are our people are suffering? Because of the greed, the taking of our water. Where is our rights to water? First Nation rights to water.
The Coalition has ignored a request from the United Nations Human Rights Committee to release a Tamil family of four from immigration detention on Christmas Island. Priya, her husband and their two Australian-born daughters have been fighting deportation to Sri Lanka since March 2018, when their parents' visas expired. The family lawyer filed a complaint against the government to the UN committee in September. The committee on the 1st of October requested the government remove the family from detention within 30 days, a timeframe which has since expired, with the family yet to be moved. Protesters are staging a second day of action outside a global mining conference in Melbourne, where one activist has glued herself to the ground. Police have used capsicum spray to break up the blockade, which was designed to prevent conference delegates accessing the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. Hundreds of police and protesters clashed outside the conference on Tuesday, with four officers injured and a demonstrator hospitalised with leg injuries. Police have been criticised for using excessive force against protesters, but Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has defended their response.
I don't think that it's been excessive at all. I think the Victoria Police respect the right of every Victorian to peacefully protest, but if it's not peaceful, police will step in and take the action necessary.
The contribution of one Indigenous Australian businesswoman has been recognised at the 31st Annual Ethnic Business Awards. Narelle Anderson, the founder of Envirobank Recycling, won the 2019 Indigenous Person in Business Award. Ms Anderson says it's an honour to be chosen out of so many other Indigenous entrepreneurs.
This place that we've all come to call home, Australia, is made richer by the tapestry of Indigenous Australians and migrant workers together. I'm humbled by the recognition and gratefully accept the responsibility that comes along with tonight's accolades. We will continue at Envirobank to build a great Australian company that turns waste into a currency, and in the process to put that currency to work.
The Ethnic Business Awards aim to celebrate Australia's business diversity, with the Small Business Award going to Vietnamese migrant Wayne Quach, while Lebanese migrant Sakris Nassif won the Medium to Large Business Award. Lebanon's embattled Prime Minister Saad Hariri has resigned, declaring he's hit a dead end in trying to resolve a crisis unleashed by almost 2 weeks of protests against the ruling elite. Mr. Hariri addressed the nation after a mob loyal to the Shiite Muslim Hezbollah and Maal movements attacked and destroyed a protest camp set up by anti-government demonstrators in Beirut. Under Lebanon's constitution, the government will stay on in a caretaker capacity as talks begin on forming a new one. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has won Parliament's preliminary approval to hold an early election in December. It comes after Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn agreed to support Mr Johnson's bill after his party's conditions for having an election were met. The conditions being the EU agree to extend the Brexit deadline to the 31st of January and the prospect of Britain leaving without a deal be removed. Mr Johnson says the election on the 12th of December is integral as Brexit cannot be delayed again.
Families can't plan, businesses can't plan, and the climate of uncertainty is not only corroding trust in politics, but is beginning to hold everybody back from making vital everyday decisions that are important for the health of our economy.
Turning to sport, in tennis, Australia's Ashleigh Barty has been knocked out of the WTA finals in Shenzhen by late entry Kiki Bertens. After losing the first set 3-6, Bertens came back to take the match and secure a spot in the semi-finals 6-3, 6-4. The Dutch player says she'll have to play well if she wants to win the title.
I'm a little bit lucky to get in. Unfortunately for Naomi, of course, but I'll take her spot and I just try to perform as good as I can, just try to give all the energy what's left in me and I just beat world number one, so it's just a really good feeling, yeah.
Despite the loss, Barty will end the year with the world number one ranking, making her the first Indigenous Australian player ever to do so. And now a look at today's weather. Showers developing in Perth 24, Adelaide sunny and 34, much the same in Melbourne 27, Hobart mostly sunny and 20, similar conditions for Canberra 31, Wollongong also mostly sunny 25, a possible smoke haze for Sydney 27, much the same in Newcastle 29, mostly sunny for Albury-Wodonga 33, Brisbane mostly cloudy 26, Townsville a shower or two 30, a possible shower for Cairns 29, sunny in Alice Springs 34, Darwin, a possible shower or storm in 33, and in the Torres Strait Islands, cloudy in 28. That was NITV Radio News.